question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
It's your travel duo, Robert and Mary, now back with you as we roll right into today's exclusive Chief Travel Leader interview. Before we reconnect with Sebastian Burkle, a quick word from our friends at Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
We can't really underscore how important travel insurance is. I mean, to me, it's like having quality luggage, a passport, a good itinerary. We've been talking about it and encouraging it for years now because you just never know when it comes to emergency travel situations. And rather than putting your investment or your well-being at risk, we suggest getting covered from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable, and it's going to give you protection in a lot of different ways.
You know, there are a lot of different types of coverages to protect your specific needs. Whatever level or type that you choose for your travels, get protected from TravelGuard.com. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
For those of you who've been a part of our network for multiple years now, you may recall that Robert and I visited the U.S. headquarters of Sixt Rent-A-Car back in early July of 2018, and we sat down for a one-on-one with their CEO, Sebastian Burkle. Since that time, Sixt has continued to expand its operations across the U.S., so we felt it was time to reconnect with Sebastian and get an update on this fast-growing company that seems to be defying the trends in car rentals. So off we go to that show hotline to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, for today's exclusive edition of our Chief Travel Leader series.
Sebastian, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. Mary and I, well, we have been looking forward to reconnecting with you today.
Robert, Mary. Great to be back on the show. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're very
Absolutely.
Welcome, for sure.
Thank you.
All right, so listen, we've reported a few times now on the show, on this program, and also the Monday through Friday daily commentary that we also provide to our affiliates, about Sixt acquiring 10 strategic airport locations from Advantage Rent-A-Car. They're in bankruptcy, obviously. So Sixt has certainly been growing here in the U.S. Clearly, airport locations are essential to being successful, since that's where many travelers prefer and really need to rent cars. You're adding Boston, JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark here in the New York City area where
yes.
Mary and I are. I know you're adding Houston, Denver, Orlando, Las Vegas, and some Hawaii locations. So clearly the pandemic is suppressing all the business out there. But looking mid and long term, Sebastian, how are these locations going to fuel Sixt's growth going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it right. The pandemic is clearly a disastrous event for everybody in the travel industry. And being in the car rental industry, we're equally hit as hard, I guess. And as they always say, you know, with any crisis come chances. So I by no means want to portray the message that we are a beneficiary of that crisis. But in the end, I think it's true. You know, such a crisis always acts like a catalyst for those companies who might not have been as well before. And we did great, as you said, with all the expansion and stuff. We took the opportunity. And I mean, you know, Hertz also declared Chapter 11. And then advantaged it. And looking at these great locations and the concessions and the opportunity that presented itself, we said we clearly have to make the move. And that's how we ended up buying them. And the last five that you've mentioned, particularly Denver, Las Vegas, the two Hawaiis, they were already in our portfolio, just like Orlando, but we were off-airport operating. So I think the on-airport move again gives us the opportunity and the chance to really deliver high-class service to our customers. So
that's a great
thing as well.
Sebastian, I want to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about your new partnership with Lyft here in the U.S. So last year, Robert and I were over in Bologna, Italy with this show. Oh, it'll happen again someday, yes. So we rented a car from you guys, from Sixt, to go visit with Ferrari. It's going to get worse, Sebastian, to go visit with Ferrari and Maranello. And then we headed up to Maserati and Modena. And then we needed to get up to, so that was renting the car with you guys. And then we needed to get up to Venice to cruise with Seaport. And so we used the car service that Sixt provides, and they gave us a driver and a van. It was a great experience. It was easy to arrange, less expensive than what the concierge at our resort wanted to arrange for us. So will the partnership with Lyft offer similar services here in the U.S., Sebastian, or is it just going to allow Lyft riders to rent Sixt cars for now? How's it going to work?
I think first and foremost, it's a complementary product, looking at it from a Lyft perspective, mm-hmm. right? Because clearly, what you get if you go ride hailing is a different product than if you're renting a car. So there's really no real substitute. If you're coming, for instance, to Florida on vacation, you're with your family, you have your luggage and everything, you're going to need a car. You can't just Uber all the time.
Right.
You may have kids or whatever. So this product in itself hasn't changed. But with a Lyft, of course, you can get to our branch. And this is, by the way, what many people don't know. already since 2019, beginning of 19, end of February, is when we launched our new One app, where we already had Lyft integrated in the United States. So already since beginning of 19, you can actually get a Lyft through our Sixt app in the United States, and now it was just the next logical step to also implement the car rental piece on the Lyft side. Because again, I think mobility needs are very, very different. And in case you just need a certain product like a car rental, you can just now get it on the Lyft app as well, which is, I think, great.
Okay, so that's good to know.
Let's talk a little bit about how your operations have changed regarding the coronavirus and the pandemic that we're in. What are you doing to safeguard travelers in terms of sanitizing the cars and maybe the airport shuttles and then obviously the Sixt branch rental locations and the counters?
Sure. I mean, the whole cleaning process had to be intensified, of course. And then you have CDC guidelines that you follow and that we follow. And we call it the Sixt Premium Pledge that we clean all the cars even more thoroughly than we did before. Of course, I don't want to create the impression that we didn't clean them before. But you know what I mean. Like, people are more sensitive towards the subject matter as a
whole. Absolutely.
And operations as a whole has completely changed, of course. With the huge drop in demand, we had to react very, very quickly. But at the same time, I have to say that there were many things that we already had, you know, started last year that were on their way anyway. And we also concentrated on implementing new things. Like, by now, you can't just only rent a car from us. You can also buy one through our Sixt car retail sales platform. So there's many things that we've implemented over the past, not just the acquisition. We've rolled out a new software at the counters that also benefits our customers, because now you have real interaction at the counter where, you know, the rental sales agent can push the car onto the tablet and you can see it and you can acknowledge certain things. And so there's many things where we just took the chance where we said, well, right now, since business is down so much, we concentrate on some other initiatives, and we've been doing pretty good with that.
Okay, good.
All right, if you're just tuning in for today's Chief Travel Leader interview, Robert and I are speaking with Sebastian Berkel. He's the CEO of Sixt Rent-A-Car. So, Sebastian, we do try to personalize our Chief Travel Leader interviews a little bit and show another side of our CEOs that we have on with us. I know you have younger kids. We talked about this when we met a few years ago. You live in South Florida with your wife and your family. We're curious to know if you've traveled anywhere this summer. If so, where, and how was your experience?
Yeah, good. Great question. I will admit the past 6 months were very, very strange, mm-hmm. I would say. I think I've never had it in my life that for the duration of, you know, maybe 4 or 5 months, I didn't move out of a circle of maybe an 8 mile radius
around
my house.
Right.
Yes.
You know, I live close to my office, so I barely ever left the house, only to go to work and come back. And it's just at some point I also told my wife, we got to do something. So we took the kids and we flew to Mexico. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, we just came back 2 weeks ago. And then, as always, when you go there, some of the, I don't want to say unpleasant, but, you know, some things were closed because of COVID. And then, of course, you know, everything is a little bit more time-consuming now with, you know, some questionnaires that you have to answer. Mm-hmm. But overall, I have to say I never felt unsafe at any place or not at ease or anything. I actually liked it. And what was just personally best for me, and I think also for my family, is, you know, having again that experience of seeing something different.
Well, just getting out and changing your routine.
Yes.
Yeah. For all of us in the travel world, that's a big issue.
Robert, you know, just having different food, a different language that's around you, and just getting new impressions.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think your brain somewhat needs that you have different stimuli, that, you know, that mm-hmm. you don't have the same thing over and over just every day. Which it pretty much felt for the last 4 or 5 months.
All right, so really quick, I want to ask you this. You know, when we rent from Sixt, one of the things that we talk about a lot, you know, we enjoy the quality of the cars, the newness of the fleet. We actually think that customer service, frankly, may be some of the best in the industry right now. But I recall from when we met, you are big into American muscle cars. I know we talked about the Ford Mustang. Any car right now in the Sixt fleet that you're most proud of and enjoy driving?
Oh, actually, we had a custom-made Shelby Mustang.
Oh, wow.
Shelby made them for us. There were 20, and they're coming out for sale right now. So basically, private individuals can now buy them. We rented them out for roughly half a year. And that was a great product. And of course, I drove one myself for the amount that you know, for the time that it was available.
Right.
And great cars. Like, they have a supercharger in it, 600 some horsepower.
Well, how could you be the
classic
CEO of Six and not enjoy that? Well, Sebastian, listen, the time goes by quickly. I promise you, we're going to make sure that two years don't go by again. Really appreciate the check-in. Congratulations to you on the continued growth here in America and across the world. Keep in touch and have a nice weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. You too.
All right. Sebastian Burkle, Sixth Rent-A-Car, folks. Again, we are doing more and more rentals from them. They've been around since 1912 in Germany. They are the largest rental company in Europe, and they are growing for the last 9 or 10 years here across the U.S. Right now, we are going to pause for this quick break. A lot more of the show is ahead. We're going to get right to it after these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.